Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of Sports. I'm your host, Dilmo Stewart, and this is the first one of the football season. And guess what? We're talking about the other football, so that's just confused everyone, hasn't it? Well, hopefully it hasn't confused my esteemed guests. I've got Phil Blundell and Mike Kearney here with me, and Josh Sexton might chime in if he's got something important to say or if he wants to check some of my numbers and data. But Mike, I'll start with you. This is the exciting part of the season where anything can happen. Anyone can go 18-0. Anyone can go 0-18. Anyone can win the Super Bowl. How excited are you for the start of the season?
I'm massively excited, to be honest. It's been weird having the whole build up. Imagine having a Premier League season where you just built up from like February to September.
The build up's longer than the actual season. The build up,
but you get to like March and you go, all the draft is coming up, and that we'll see what happens there. But free agency madness are always a little bit of interest in there. Then you get the whole Willy Woney, like we've just had the whole summer long basically with Ayuk. And then of course he did, because they're not stupid. They will pay him the money in the end. But we're finally getting to actually watch some games from Friday morning where we are onwards. So I'm looking forward to it massively. So yeah, it's hopefully going to be a good season now with loads of new players coming into the league. It's always the same, isn't it? You go, oh, the Bears, of this parish, because they're also massively excited about his team season this year, but they were shy for the last couple of years, and now they're looking at thinking, oh, we've got a good quarterback, we've got a good receiver, who knows? It's where, as you just said, it's possible for everyone, and then it's also not possible for some teams who are absolutely still shit.
It's a real shame Chris isn't here. Hopefully he's getting well soon and recuperating. But this is our year of all years for Chicago Bears fans. So we will get on to our previews in the third part of the show. We're also going to hear from Nat Coombs to hear what he thinks about the start of this new season, who's going to be contending, who isn't. But Phil, 272 regular season games, I believe. And the very first one we get to see is the Chiefs against the Ravens, a repeat of last year's AFC Championship game. So there's no holding back. We're straight into the big games here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they always start with the previous Super Bowl winners in a home game. So there's obviously, I think they can only get one of seven or eight opponents, can't they, depending on what their split is for the year. So they usually try and manufacture it so it's quite decent. I think last year the Chiefs played at home, obviously, again. I think they got beat by the Lions last year.
21-22 in it, a mad game.
Bit of a surprise. I think they were about 7-point favourites in betting terms. They were expected to win just about, and they got turned over. I think it's a bit of a closer one this time. I think it's about a 3-3.5 point game, which is probably the kind of interesting game you want to watch in terms of the Chiefs, because you don't really want to watch a good team pound a poor team start the season off. You want to watch a fairly well-matched side, and it's two of the most fun quarterbacks, I think.